This is KNPR and KNPR.org. He was a comedian, an entertainer, and a humanitarian, and he rose to fame with another Las Vegas legend, Dean Martin. Here is Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold at arms.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion. Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
March 16th of this year was the centennial of Jerry Lewis's birth. He was part of the fabric of Las Vegas for nearly seven decades. October 28th, 1948, marked the Las Vegas debut of the team of Martin and Lewis. The duo had become a national sensation through radio, TV, and nightclub appearances. Their three-week run in Las Vegas was a big hit, and they kept coming back. Later, they were among the Ray of Stars at the Sands, and then in 1956, they broke up after their final show on July 24th in New York City. Lewis and his wife went to Las Vegas on vacation, and he said at the time, "I was unable to put one foot in front of the other with any confidence. I was completely unnerved to be alone." On August 4th, Judy Garland was sick and couldn't perform at the Sands. Her husband, Sid Luft, asked Lewis to fill in. He did, and when he completed it, he said, "The place exploded. I walked off the stage knowing that I could, in fact, make it on my own." He made his official Las Vegas solo debut at the Sands in December of 1956 with a five-year contract to play the Copa Room. He also performed there with Sammy Davis Jr. Lewis kept performing in Las Vegas until his final performance here in October 2016 at the South Point, and as he put it, for his friend Michael Gaughan. Lewis appeared at several Las Vegas properties, including the Riviera, where Martin was once a part owner, in the Orleans. He was one of the first headliners at Caesar's Palace. He and Martin co-starred in two films based on the radio show My Friend Irma. One of them, My Friend Irma Goes West, was filmed and set partly in Las Vegas at the Flamingo Hotel. But Lewis's closest association with Las Vegas, for many people, was through his annual Labor Day weekend telethon for muscular dystrophy. He started raising money for muscular dystrophy in 1952. The Labor Day telethons began in 1966. In 1973, it moved from New York to Las Vegas, airing from the Sahara Hotel until 1982, when it moved to Caesar's Palace. Lewis's final telethons were held at the South Point. The programs aired for more than 21 hours with local cut-ins. And many of you will remember Gus Giuffre as a host and firefighters holding boots at the intersections in Las Vegas for drivers to put in money for, as they called it, Jerry's Kids. Probably the most famous telethon was in 1976. That year, Frank Sinatra came out on the stage at the Sahara and said, "I have a friend who loves what you do every year and who just wanted to come out." Out came Dean Martin. He and Lewis hugged, and Sinatra said, "I think it's about time." After that, they remained in touch. Lewis moved to Las Vegas in the 1980s to make it his permanent home and lived here until his death in 2017. The Strip resorts dimmed their lights for one of the leading lights of Las Vegas entertainment. This is Senator Richard Bryan, urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterday.
You'll never walk alone.
Good night, everybody, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're wonderful. Good night. God bless you.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities. This is KNPR and KNPR.org.